Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 111, recorded on Wednesday, 23rd January 2013. User groups unplugged. In Darren's absence, I meet with Sam Sawatsky, Stephen Ive, Julia Wiseman, Sarah Senadella, and Joyce Davis to discuss Connect 2013 plans, the brand new Connections Next Pages-based user group community site, Team Studio's updates to their Unplugged product, and much more. For the third consecutive year, we'll be recording a live show with studio audience at IBM Connect. That's your chance to question the panel, add your comments, and even heckle. Look out for more details on location and time in the next few days. Darren and I would love to see you there for the final ever This Week in Lotus. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. Hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. I'm Stuart McIntyre. Here we are for episode 111 of the weekly roundtable podcast about all things Lotus and IBM Collaboration Solutions. This is the point at which I normally introduce Darren Duke. He's not around this week. He's taking some holiday or vacation in advance of Connect. So Darren, Lisa, hope you're having a great time. So in the meantime, I'll introduce our guests on this week's episode. We're joined by Julia Wiseman. Hi there, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking part in the episode. Do you want to tell us who you work for and what your role is there?
Sure, absolutely. I work for Wellesley Information Services, and we host the Social Biz User Group, and I am the community manager for that site.
Fantastic. And I heard you on the community call yesterday as well, talking about the work that's gone on there. So we're going to cover that a bit later on in the episode. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Also joined by one of your colleagues as well, Sarah. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Stuart?
I'm really good, thank you. Now, you may have noticed I have ducked your surname. I'm known for making a real right mess up of surnames on this show, so I'm going to let you announce yourself. Do you want to tell us who you are and who you work for?
Oh, absolutely. I married that name, so it's not my fault that it's hard to say. My last name is Senadella. Actually, folks in the industry might remember me before I got married as Sarah Kimmel. I was in the IBM industry before, and I'm back, and I work also for WIS with Julia, managing the Social Biz User Group.
Fantastic. Great to have you both on the show, and somebody that both of you I know very well, Joyce Davis, is back with us. Hi there, Joyce.
Hey, how are you doing?
Really good, thank you. Seems like only yesterday we were talking before.
I know. Glad to be here again. I work for IBM, and I'm community manager for the IBM Collaboration Solutions community. So really excited to be here today.
Fantastic. Great to have you back on again. Also joined by Stephen Ives, who I know has been on this podcast before. It's great to have you back too.
It's great to be back, Stuart. So yeah, almost a regular. Yeah,
get in there. Do you want to tell us who you work for and what your role is there?
Sure. I'm a co-founder of Team Studio going back many years, and I look after the strategy and product side of the Unplugged product line, which is our mobile products.
Updates there and also to the rest of your products. I'm sure people will find out more at Connect, but it'll be good to get an overview of where your team's gone and what they've been working on. So thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Stuart.
And also joined by our good friend Sam Sawatsky. Hi there, Sam.
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for the warm welcome.
It's great to have you back on again. Tell us who you work for.
I work for MCC. It's an international relief and development agency, and I work in IT and enjoy the ICS stack.
Fantastic. It's great to have you back on as well. I think you've been on once or twice before. So it's always worth kind of talking about some of these organizations that people work for, because we think of you as being, you know, or I certainly think of you as being IBM customers, and that's kind of the relationship. But it's great to find out more about what your organizations do. So do you want to just quickly tell us what MCC do around the world? What kind of things do you get involved in?
Oh, we have three main areas of focus. Relief work, so disaster response. We're doing a response to the Syria problem right now. We're helping the refugees in the surrounding countries with with basic human needs. We do development work, and that's getting communities and people started so that they can support themselves. And we also work for peace from an Anabaptist nonviolent standpoint, believe that we need to work for peace.
Awesome. It's great to have you on and to hear more about MCC as well. I know there's a link in the show notes to your organization. It's worth reading up on what in terms of what you do and yeah, what Lotus Notes does for you guys as well. So fantastic. Thanks for joining. We're going to just talk through some of the stuff that's going on around the community this week. Obviously, things that guests on this show are particularly involved in. So why don't we start up with Connect, which is obviously now only a few days away. I travel in a couple of days' time. I'm sure the folks on this call will all be there as well. Joyce, when do you head down to Orlando?
I actually am leaving Saturday morning.
Fantastic.
So I have lots of laundry to do before then.
So going around the table, what are we excited about at Connect? What are you looking forward to? Stephen, do you want to cover that first?
Well, I have to confess, I haven't been for several years, so I'm just I'm excited to just see how it is these days. I think IBM have kind of rebranded it this year, so maybe it's going to have a little bit of a different feel from Lotusphere that I remember in the past.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see. I mean, obviously, we've had Connect as kind of a small part of the conference over the last few years. It's kind of grown in significance, but this year with the rebrand, it's going to be interesting to see how much is still Lotusphere-like and how much of it is all brand new. Sam, you've been, what, a couple of times in the past or just last year? I can't remember.
This is my third.
And how do you feel about that? Do you think there will still be a lot of kind of Lotusphere within the whole conference?
I think so. I think they've done a really good job trying to keep it familiar for people. I know that I'm having just as hard of a time selecting sessions when there are four or five that I want to go to. So,
yeah, I was looking at my agenda trying to plot my movements through the week, and it's just there's a crazy number of really great sessions on the agenda this year.
Yeah, I'm triple booked several times on my calendar.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, that's true. I'm really excited, and if you saw my tweet this morning, I'm really excited about seeing Jonathan Colton and John Hodgman.
It's amazing. They're both going to be there, isn't it? I mean, that's a real yeah. coup for the conference, I think.
I think so.
Fantastic. And Julia, how about you? How many Connect straight Lotusphere have you been to in the past?
Oh, last year was my first year, and I had a great time. This year, I'm really excited for, obviously, to show off the new site and, I've earned some bragging rights. So I'm excited to showcase what we've been working so hard on. And then, obviously, kimonos is something I'm very much looking forward to. And I love my sushi. And I'm just really excited to meet some new faces and to see some folks from last year and just, have a good time and in the sunshine, get away from the cold New England weather for a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about kimonos. Was it the sushi that got you there or the karaoke?
I missed the karaoke. I've heard very very hilarious stories about kimonos and seen some photos, but for me, I was just there for the sushi, and I was not disappointed.
I think there are some videos out there as well.
Less said about that.
Bribery material.
Yes. And Sarah, how about you? What are you excited about at Connect?
Well, I haven't been to I was at Lotusphere for 4 years, but I haven't been in about 3 years. So I'm really excited to see some old faces and some folks I've known from my previous life. It's my new life again. And to be honest, it's really cold here in New England. I'm really looking forward to going south for a couple of days.
Fantastic. And one of the things that's kind of come up on Planet Lotus this week is Mitch Cohen was asking about devices people are going to take to Connect, whether people are taking tablets or phones or laptops. Any of you carrying a lot of devices, or are you trying to travel light this year?
I was going to try to go without my laptop and see how I could do a whole event with just an iPad. I'm looking forward to not having to schlep a laptop around for a week.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have to take three mobile devices and a laptop because we have to show stuff on all the different form factors. So things are getting worse, not better for me.
Right. I'm in the same boat. I'm bringing my laptop. I'm bringing my iPad, and I'll have my iPhone with me as well. So I have to try and remember all my power cords as well.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm hoping that the famous Lotusphere Wi-Fi is up to it this year, because I have 6 mobile devices with me.
Oh my gosh. We'll blame it on you if it's not, right?
Yeah, blame Stuart for everything. That's fine.
The problem is people keep bringing out wonderful new devices that replace, they kind of compete with the ones you've already got. Mm-hmm. Like the Google Nexus 7 is my current favorite because it's just the right size to hold and read stuff off. And you can't really do that with an iPad. It's competing.
It is. And I was chatting to Femke Goodhart, who many will know, this week, and she's taking both an iPad mini and a full-size iPad with her, which I think is an interesting working practice. But we'll see. I'm sure we'll see lots of interesting use of devices while we're there, and mobile blogging and everything else that goes with that. So, Julia and Sarah, let's shift gears onto the site that you look after, which many of us will know as lotususergroup.org over the years. Sarah, how did that come about? How did your organization get involved in the user groups and kind of looking after that community?
Sure. Well, about 13 years ago, our organization, we've for many, many years had conferences, maybe you're familiar with the admin conference, and publications such as The View in the Lotus Market. And as a gesture for support of the community, back, I believe, in 2000, folks in our organization and a lot of other folks outside that were their experts in this industry got together, and we helped build Lotus User Group. And that site remained for 13 years as it existed up until the end of December. We've been working with experts to deliver as much as we could through that platform, but the platform was very limited. It was from 2000, not from 2013. So, that's a big catalyst to us going to the new site and giving a lot of new features through the new platform.
Fantastic. And I know you've been really serving the community in terms of, obviously advertising user groups and trying to connect people with user groups in their local area and so on. Have you received good feedback over the years in terms of that being a benefit to people around the Lotus community?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that's so interesting to me, and I've worked in a couple different technical spaces, is the real community that this market has with or without a website. You know, the people who keep referencing Connect is like going back to summer camp. You know, you don't get that in a lot of industries. And that's something that I think is not new. This is something that's been around this industry for at least since the inception of Lotus User Group, which is when I started with this company. And the reception that we get, the more we can bring the community together and they're able to stay in contact like they would at Connect throughout the entire year, is the best feedback that we get. And it's really exciting. And we're getting good feedback, and not all of it's positive. Sometimes it's what else we'd like to see. And I think that's just as important and something we're looking forward to hearing when we go live and Connect and show the site to people live and in person.
I'm sure you'll get that too. The Lotus community isn't known for being backward and coming forward about feedback, so I'm sure you'll...
No, not at all.
You'll hear lots of stuff. And more broadly, is this what your organization does in kind of lots of different communities and sectors? Is that kind of your role in things?
That's one of our roles in things. Wells Information Services is really, to its heart, a content company. And, we have a lot of products, whether it's a conference or a magazine or a newsletter that we deliver to folks in a variety of technical industries. Lotus and the ICS brand now is one. WebSphere is another. We also manage the global WebSphere community, which is a vibrant community of about 18,000+ people. And then we also work in the SAP space, and we have Insider Learning Network, which is a community of SAP professionals. So, we really, our goal is to deliver technical information, whether that's in a session or in a written word or on a community, to help people do their job better. And that's something we've been doing for at least as long as I've been working here, which is about 13 years.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for doing all that you have done so far. And Julia, obviously, has now been a switch. So it was lotususergroup.org and it's now socialbizug.org. Do you want to talk us through why the change now and kind of what that change involves?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we knew that we wanted to have a new site with a new look, more modern, and obviously we wanted to align with IBM's brand and be more inclusive to the entire ICS product suite. And of course, with connections for So of course, with the new platform, we wanted a new name. You know, we wanted people to recognize that there had been a big change and there had been a big step forward and a step in the right direction.
Fantastic. And Sarah, in terms of the kind of aims of the revamp, what were you looking to achieve through making that change?
Sure. We had, like, as Julie mentioned, we had about three different areas we wanted to address. We wanted to revamp the site with a new look and new navigation and more modern features. That was certainly a goal of ours. We wanted to align with IBM's directions, as she mentioned, and really be inclusive with the entire product suite. That people are using all the different products. And we wanted to showcase the features and capabilities and connections for, which is what the new socialbizug.org site is running on. It's using, I would say, 90% of the site itself is using connections out of the box. We've customized quite a bit. Some, about 10% of that 90% is customized connections. And then another 10% is Domino, so that we can be an outward facing site and not, something that's meant to be within an organization. So those are really our big three goals. And a lot of those goals came out of feedback we had received from user group leaders and IBM champions and folks we had been very active on the previous site, who things they wanted to see and things they wanted us to help them achieve.
And I think it's definitely done that. I mean, it's very obvious you have connections under the cover, but there's some really nice use of X pages in terms of that front page and registration, all those kind of things as well. So it's a really nice kind of example of how you can join these different technologies together to make one cohesive, really good looking site.
Thank you so much. We obviously love the site. We think it's so beautiful and it functions so beautifully. It lets people really connect with each other in a level that they could not do on the previous site. I mean, the previous site was very static. It did what it needed, what it could do, but this takes it to such another level where everyone can have a blog, everyone can participate in whatever level they want, and it's really exciting for us to see, and I love hearing that other people like it as well.
And obviously, your organization has taken a real lead in making this change and building the new site. But there's a few other business partners that many folks will know listed on the site as well as having helped. What's their role been along the way?
No doubt. We're taking a lot of credit for things that we there's no possible human way we could have done this and created this. The Turtle Partnership is our partner and has been instrumental in being able to create this site. Their partner, the London Developer Co-op, has also been really active in helping to develop the site as you see it. You know, as I mentioned, a lot of this is connections out of the box, which is no easy feat unto itself, but then a lot of it is Domino development, widget development, and that's the London Developer Co-op's role. They've had a huge part of this. And then, we don't host the site internally. We host it on Connectria, and we consider them to be our partner as well. So it's a really well-established set of teams, and we're the content arm, but we're not a technical group, and we're really happy to have such amazing technical talent on our side.
Excellent. And I think it's a really good looking site as well. You know, I've done a fair bit of connections work and customization and so on in the past, but I think it's been a really good job in terms of customizing it, not just changing the look and feel, but also changing quite a lot of the menu structure. So it's much more suited to, the use by the community and user group use than perhaps the default install would have been.
Oh, thank you. We know user groups. We know content. That's something we feel very strongly in, and we had a very strong vision for this site. We really wanted people to be able to find what they were looking for, interact with each other, make it really easy to find your user group, find where you the virtual place that you're going to go to connect with people with a like interest or in a similar geographical area. And that was a huge priority for us. And I'm glad that you can visually see that when you come to the site and really visually see how easy it is to navigate.
Fantastic. And has IBM helped you along the way as well? You've obviously had the assistance of some of the partners. Is IBM behind this effort?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. So we work very closely with Joyce, who's on this call, and I talk to Joyce as often as I talk to any other member of my team, and which is awesome, and they're a huge participant in how the site is developed, created, how it works, how we reach out to the audience. But in addition to Joyce and outside that scope, we're working with a technology that's rather new, and we have the people who built it at our fingertips, which not everyone can really say. A lot of people adopt technology and they can't go right to the person who is the product developer and say, how did you do this? Or how can we make this better? And, you know, we have folks like Luis Benitez, who I feel is like also on our team. You know, we can reach out to him and say, you know, we're having trouble figuring this out, or what's the best way to accomplish something? And he comes back and says, well, here are your three options, and here's what we've tried to do, and here's something you can do another way. And just having that person there is invaluable.
Yeah, and you know, it's really valuable for IBM as well, because since we are working so closely with them, we've been discovering things through the way that they're using connections that we're able to feed back into the development teams, into the support teams. So we're just overall, it's been a great collaborative effort.
Brilliant. And Joyce, do you see any kind of shift from perhaps some of the uses of Greenhouse in the past towards Social BizArg? I mean, are you, as your, you know, in your community manager role, going to do more through Social Biz UG in the future? Or do you still see using some of the sites that have been in place up till now?
Well, you know, I'd love to give you a definitive answer. And the truth is, I kind of want to see what the community wants to do. So I'm going to be exploring exactly you know, how we're going to partner together and what kinds of changes we're going to make. I'm going to be having a lot of discussions actually with folks at Connect. But I love Greenhouse and have loved it for a long time. And I love the fact that it incorporates so many different types of IBM collaboration solution technologies. So I still want to be active there, but I'm not absolutely certain how my community presence is going to change with Social Biz User Group. But regardless, it's a close partnership.
And the nice thing about the Social Biz Connections instance is it's very, very nicely customized, and it gives people who aren't IBM customers, who are or are just Notes customers and wanting to show management what you can do with Connections, it's a great example site that's very accessible, where Greenhouse is good, but it's not as polished as this, and it's not always available.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, gosh, I'm blushing over here. Thank you very much. That's a very high compliment to what we've tried to achieve.
And I think Sam's absolutely right. I think that, you know, there's real merit to seeing a very not very bespoke, but very customized, you know, one use site as you've done it here for the community. I think really shows the possibilities. And you know, if a bank looks at this, or a some other kind of, you know, manufacturing company, they may certainly think, well, we wouldn't have, you know, Connect, Network, Explore, and Share as our headings, but at least it shows them that they can customize it in a way that fits their organization, their culture, their users. So I think it's a great use, great case study that we can use in plenty of other places as well. Fantastic. So what's the feedback been like so far? I mean, I was on the community call yesterday, and it seemed like many people had already used it and were very comfortable with what had been done there. Have you heard from other folks that have been on the site and how they've responded?
Well, as you mentioned, it's not a shy community, right? There's not everyone, it feels so passionately, this is their site, and they should feel that way. This is everyone's site. You're part of this community, it's your site, and we want to hear what you love about it and what you would like to see differently on it. And we've heard from a lot of people. We've heard a lot of great feedback. We've heard some things we'd like to see different. We know there are things we'd like to see different. So, all in all, I would say the number of pieces of feedback, especially the positive, is overwhelming. It's very heartwarming. It's very rewarding after months and months of very hard work to hear people talk like we're talking here on this call, you know, about, you know, all the special parts of this and how it's been made so special for user groups. And there are people who have some really great ideas and that, truth be told, know this technology far greater than we do at WIS. And if they think there's something we could do differently, we're all ears. We're excited to hear that. And we'll work very closely with Joyce and with Turtle and the London Developer Co-op to apply that feedback as best as we can.
Sounds great. And Julia, I know your job title says you're a community manager. I'm guessing you're going to be involved in actually managing this community, you know, when people get in and you know, managing some of the entries and some of the content within the site as well?
Exactly. Yeah, just going along with what Sarah said, I mean, my ultimate goal is to just be as approachable and you know, helpful as I possibly can be to both the community members and also the user group leaders. So, you know, I hope that people will contact me if they need help understanding how to make the most of the site and using it to the fullest to get the most information and the most context they possibly can.
And I would certainly validate that, Julia. I mean, you know, you reached out to Social Connections, the user group that I helped to run, and you know, very early on in the process, and asked us, you know, what we needed and what we wanted, and gave us access to the site and so on, and have been very responsive to that in terms of making some changes. So absolutely, I think you know, practice what you preach in terms of making sure you're there for the community, and we'll adjust it accordingly.
Thank you very much. Yes, and you know, sometimes leaders will contact me and they'll say, we have got 8 people who really want to have a meeting, but we don't have any space for that. You know, we don't have a venue to host that meeting. Can you help us out? And I'll troubleshoot with them and use my contacts and, you know, reach out to Joyce and we'll, you know, figure out a place for them to meet. You know, also helping with promoting events and finding speakers. That's really what I'm there for. And that's what I'm, you know, I'm striving to be that friendly face that's going to help you guys bring your groups to the next level.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for all the work you've done on that. And Sam and Stephen, have you both had a chance to have a play? Sam, you just mentioned you've been on there already and had seen the look and feel. I mean, do you see this as being something you're going to use quite often in terms of finding resources from around the community?
Absolutely. I just a bit of feedback. I think the most common use I was on the old one for was the webcasts, and this is really great. You can cut that out.
No need to cut it out.
We're not cutting out anything where you say it's great. We're not. If you say it's great, it's staying in.
Yeah, it's a really good site. We've worked closely with London Developer Co-op as well with some of the Unplugged stuff, and I see that they've provided you with some of the design assistance for the site, so that's great.
I mean, not to shortchange them, design assistance probably doesn't even scratch the surface. They've developed all the registration systems, all the custom widgets, all the navigation and look and feel, a lot of the back end and the way we retrieve the data. They're amazing, and big shout out to Ben and Mark. Woo woo, they're awesome. We love them.
We're giving them a lot of hugs when we get to Connect next week.
We sure are.
Lots of beers being bought for people, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And Sarah, you mentioned that that Wiz look after other communities and, you know, things like WebSphere and so on as well. Do you see this platform being a bit of a template you're going to use elsewhere? I mean, can you imagine using Connections for some of the other user groups as well?
It's a little early to tell for me, to be honest. I'd like to see how this plays out and how we're able to further customize the solution. There are some things I'd love to see that we are doing on the WebSphere side, and if we can emulate that, I would be a huge advocate to that move. I just want to make sure we can emulate some of the things that we're already doing there. I wouldn't want that community to miss out on something that they already had. There's a lot more root capabilities of Connections that I love over the platform that we're using for WebSphere, but there's also a lot of customization on that side that we would want to carry over. So it's kind of a tricky line right now. I think maybe about 6 months from now, I'd be much more prepared to answer that question, so we'd see how it pans out. But, you know, there is something to be said for using your technology, and the WebSphere brand, I think, should be using IBM technology too, and I would love to see that.
And as you can imagine, that's something that IBM really wants to see. So it's really nice to have something that is in production now that we can show, you know, what's working, and then talk about the possibilities in a really tangible way.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be, as I say, a great case study, and I think we're all going to learn a lot from it. And Sarah, you mentioned that you'll be showing this off at Connect. Is there an easy way for people to find you there?
Absolutely. So I'm very excited about all the things that we're doing at Connect. So we'll be in the exhibit hall. We have a pedestal, I think it's B56. It's right off the escalators. And then we'll be very present in the social lounge, the social cafes. We will have a pop-up booth, which is something we're trying for the first time, but I'm hoping that it's exciting and people come and find us. We're going to be roaming around the event. If you find our pop-up booth, you can register right there at the booth. And then we have a little contest going on. So if you take your picture at the pop-up booth and you tweet it out with our Twitter handle, SocialBizUserGroup, you can be entered to win a daily prize. And we have several prizes each day. So that's something that's fun. And then, you know, we've talked a lot about Lotus User Group, and that's a huge, that's our roots. That's a lot of people's roots in this community. And one thing, if you know Lotus User Group, you know a button. You've got flair that you love sitting at your desk. So we have a poster of some of the best buttons of all time, and we're doing a contest where if you come and get the poster at our kiosk or at the pop-up, and you put, you take it home and put your buttons on it, take a picture, and upload it to the site, and we have some prizes for that as well. And then if you'd like a demo and you'd like to, you know, talk face-to-face and come see what we're doing face-to-face, you can do it at those places. But you can also come to, and Joyce, correct me if I'm wrong with the name, a social buzz session at the cafe, and that's on Monday at 11:30. And we're going to show the site and talk a lot about how we got to where we are and answer any questions folks may have.
Yep, absolutely.
Sounds great. And I certainly look forward to meeting you both there and getting a, you know, better feel for what you're trying to do with SocialBiz UG, and also telling my customers and partners you know, that they should be using it. So, you know, I really look forward to all the stuff you're going to do at Connect, and be interested to see what photos get posted as well along the way.
Likewise. Thank you, Stuart.
And Joyce, I think you're doing with something with the champions as well, aren't you, where you need to get photographed with a champion as well?
Yeah, we're going to have a photo tweet game with the champions. So we're hoping that people will reach out to the champions and introduce themselves and kind of get to know them, put a name with a face, and then ask them if they would like to take their picture with them and then tweet the picture. And then we're going to pick twice a day. We're going to pick from those tweets. We'll choose two people that get giveaways. So
fantastic.
Hoping that that generates some interaction.
And the key is to ask permission before you take and post the photo,
yes.
I think. Yeah, photos taken at kimonos at 2 a.m. probably aren't so welcome.
Right.
If you take a picture with a champion at the kiosk, you can be double entered. Look at that.
Oh, there you go.
Two birds, one stone right there.
Exactly. And you do have to include the hashtag IBM champ.
Okay, fantastic. We will make sure that's in the show notes, Joyce. Make sure people understand how to do that and what hashtag and everything they need. Fantastic. So, Stephen, let's move on to Team Studio. Now, last time we spoke, we had a bit of an introduction to what Unplugged is and what it can do and what Team Studio are doing around that. Do you want to take us through kind of what's happened since then in terms of developments to the platform and how it's being used?
Sure, I'd love to. And it's probably worth just a few seconds recap on what Unplugged is for benefits of some of your audience that haven't heard about it. So Unplugged is, it's quite an ambitious vision. It's an applications engine that runs on iPhones and on Android devices and on BlackBerry. And it implements a kind of lightweight domino server on the mobile device so that you can write Xpages applications using the standard Domino designer, and provided that you use our feature set on the lightweight engine, you can run those applications right on the mobile device with a modern, attractive HTML5 graphical user interfaces. So it's just standard Xpage development, but allows you to build apps that run on the mobile device. They run even when the device is offline or has very slow connectivity. And those apps synchronize very nicely and cleanly with the Domino server. So that's what Unplugged is. And we've been working since I was on last, I guess it was about 6 months ago. We've been adding more and more features to the Unplugged engine. So a couple of very important recent features in the last release, we added bidirectional attachment support. So if you're synchronizing Office documents or PDFs, you can synchronize those down to your iPhones and your iPads just as a standard feature. We've also added camera support so that you can take a photograph with your mobile device. You don't need any network connectivity when you take the photograph. It just loads it into the Unplugged Domino data store and then synchronize up when you have good connectivity. And so that's going to be used in quite a lot of applications, I think. So that's the latest release of the Unplugged engine. You may also have seen on OpenNTF, we just released this new project called Unplugged Xpages Controls. And this is a set of modular building blocks for XPages developers for that are building on Unplugged, because we found that developers needed a lot of different skills to create attractive mobile applications. Not only did they have to be quite experienced XPage developers, but they also needed to be able to design mobile user interfaces, and that was maybe a stretch for some people. So we provided some off-the-shelf controls that are all nicely styled and designed to plug together like Lego bricks, and it makes it a lot quicker to build these Unplugged mobile applications. So that's a big step for us. It's our first project that we put up on OpenNTF, and that just went up in the last week.
Sounds great. And what's the response been like to that? Have you had lots of downloads and feedback?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for us to say. I'm not really sure what a great number is on OpenNTF, but we've had we've had three figures downloads so far in the first week. We're getting good feedback.
Fantastic. It's great to see you supporting, you know, as a commercial developer, but also supporting open source and, you know, giving stuff back to the community again. I'm sure that'll get you, you know, lots of goodwill from users, and obviously get them, I guess, interested into Unplugged and what it can do for them as well on a commercial basis.
Yeah, well, there's quite a little community now of Unplugged developers that are working with the product, and we hope we'll be working with these controls. The project was led by Matt White of London Developer Co-op fame, and Matt has done an absolutely superb job in designing these. He's been supported by Rich Sharp at Team Studio, and with feedback from a couple of other of the leading Unplugged developers. So it really is a community effort.
Sounds wonderful. And you know, again, I think last time we spoke, we discussed at length Project Dragonfly and the work you were doing there, which if I was to summarize it, was to bring you know, connections data through to mobile devices, wasn't it? And how's that gone on over the last few months? Have you made some progress there as well?
Yes, we're going. So just to recap what Dragonfly is. So Dragonfly is a project. It's kind of it started off as a proof of concept project to show the Unplugged engine on an iPhone or an iPad syncing directly to a connections backend through the standard Atom feeds that connections provides. So we've been holding off waiting for the new Unplugged controls, the custom controls, because we're going to build a new version of Dragonfly that uses all these good looking controls to make a much slicker product. So it's going to be more of a prototype rather than a released product, and just as a proof of what you can do with an Unplugged application and how you can link it into a variety of backends. But it's a really nice piece of technology.
Fantastic. And I'm assuming you're exhibiting at Connect?
We are indeed. There are three new things that we're going to be showing next week. Firstly, the Unplugged controls. So any of the Team Studio guys at the show, they'll all have their mobile devices be able to show you that stuff. We'll be showing the camera support. We're hoping to have an Android camera. So this is a device that looks like a camera, but it has an Android operating system and taking pictures and uploading to Domino servers. So that's pretty cool. Fantastic. And the third thing is something we haven't really announced yet, but we're just previewing at Connect, which is Team Studio Continuity. So this is a real mission-critical business application for business continuity management, which we've built with the Unplugged controls running on Unplugged. So with business continuity management, you need to be able to activate disaster recovery procedures, for example, in a company after an earthquake. You don't necessarily have network connectivity. It's an application that absolutely has to work offline, and it's really useful if it works on mobile. So this is an example of a very functional and deep business application that's built on the Unplugged platform.
That all sounds fantastic. I mean, yeah, as much as anything, I love the stuff that Team Studio does, because you're taking what's been great about Domino for so many years and then adding a whole new kind of context to how it can be used and what kind of devices it can be used on. And I think that's going to prolong an awful lot of applications into the future, as well as come out with some new kind of case studies that just wouldn't have happened on Domino in the past. And are there any interesting projects, you know, customers have done with your tools that are kind of innovative in that way?
Well, we have one customer, Bungie, who's presenting at Ed Brill's session in the session tracks on a particular project. They've implemented Unplugged as a way to control freight movements and the utilization of these big bulk ships that they have moving around the world. So that's a great example of a mission-critical business application that needs mobile offline. Because when you're on a ship, you don't always have good connectivity.
Sounds a great application. I'd love to see more about that. I'll have to go to Ed's session and hear more.
I think you're right, Stuart, to pick up on the vision there of Unplugged. It's what we're trying to do is kind of put a new layer on top of Domino to make it, because it really is a fantastic platform for this mobile application development world, just with a few extra capabilities that we've been able to add to it. And I think that the whole Domino Designer sort of X Pages ethos of these very easy to build, easy to customize applications and these building blocks with the reusable custom controls is just as needed, just as applicable in the mobile world as it was in the PC web world.
Yeah, completely. I completely agree with that. And Sam, you must see a lot of this going on in terms of the work that MCC does. I'm guessing that, you know, where maybe some of your agents or whatever on site would have gone out with laptops in the past, I'm sure that the switch to mobile devices are happening, and maybe people are using tablets in those kind of situations where previously they would have used whole desktops.
Yeah, we're seeing some of that. But we've not yet addressed that adequately, I don't think. So laptops is really the only option for our people so far.
Okay, it'll be interesting.
Unfortunate.
I'm sure there'll be a move in the future to doing more of that kind of stuff. So that's us done on the two major topics of the day. There's also been some other news around the community in the last few days I wanted just to pick up on. First of all, IBM results came out last night, which shows that IBM Software Group as a whole did really well, and Lotus results are also up 3%, I think 4% with currency adjustments. So I think that's really great news for, you know, the ICS brand in terms of really good results as they come to the end of 2012. The other couple of pieces are around Kudos Analytics. There's a blog post by Adam Brown, who many Twill listeners will know, announcing the latest version of Kudos Badges, which also incorporates an analytics component, which will allow connections administrators to trend how people are using connections. So it's something you can do with Cognos within the product as a whole, but you'll be able to do it using Kudos Analytics as well. It's all part of the enterprise cost of Kudos Badges. So a really great solution if people have both connections and Kudos Badges in place. And the last one I wanted to mention is something close to my heart, which is Social Connections 5. So I think we may have mentioned it on last week's Twill, but Social Connections has been around for the last couple of years, been mostly in the UK, but then moved to Amsterdam for Social Connections 4, which Joyce was at. We've just announced Social Connections 5, which is going to take place in Switzerland, in Zurich, in fact, on the 28th of June this year. So we were looking potentially to go to the US. That turned out to be a little bit of a stretch for us at the moment, but we're going to go to Switzerland. So the home of really great cheese and chocolate and all other things nice. So if you're interested in connections, want to be part of the user group, then do get along to Social Connections 5. The details are all at socialconnections.info, or you can find us on socialbizug.com or .org as well. So do take a look on there and search for us as well. So that brings us to the end of our topics for this week. We, as ever, will go around the table and just ask people for a tip. So a site, a feature, a event that they think you, the audience, should find out about. So Joyce, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. Now, one of the things that I find most challenging about this conference is keeping up with my schedule, because there are so many different things that I need, that I want to be at and can't necessarily be in multiple places at a time. But if I can at least keep my schedule together so that I know where I need to go next, it's great. Notes Traveler is a way that allows you to access your notes, calendar, and mail from a mobile device. And the online system that has been set up for the conference, so it's a temporary system that'll be up for 4 weeks, but it's called Social Biz Online. And from what I hear, I actually haven't set it up on my phone yet, but I plan to later today. They have a Traveler server set up on that site. So you can actually just add that profile to your mobile device, and then you can access your calendar. So if you choose the sessions that you're going to be attending and put it on your calendar within that site, it will show up on your mobile device. So that's one way to do it. If you choose not to do it that way, I just wanted to mention another little tip that I kind of was using as a workaround in case anybody else wants to use it. And that is I was going ahead and using my notes calendar to add all of the sessions that I wanted to attend. But I knew that I wouldn't be able to access, since I hadn't installed Traveler on my system for some specific reasons. I went ahead and added my personal email address as an FYI to my notes calendar entry. And then I'm able to see it on my personal device. I was also able to add things just directly to my phone. And what people may not realize is that you can show other calendars on your notes calendar. So, for example, if you have a Google calendar, you can actually go into notes and then type in your email address and password to your Google calendar and have that appear with the rest of your work item, you know, your work calendar entries. And you can even make it a different color so you can see. So if you want to manage your personal calendar, you know, elsewhere in the cloud or whatever, and then have it appear in your work calendar just to see, you know, where things fall, there's a very easy way to do that with notes.
Fantastic. Yeah, really useful tip that, to use the overlays in notes. I one day would love it to come the other way as well, to be able to take my Domino calendar and overlay it over a different calendar. Hopefully that will come very soon. But you're right about the Traveler stuff. Not many people are aware that's enabled on Social Biz Online. I think that's a really great feature if you don't currently have Traveler enabled on your mobile device. So good stuff, Joyce. Thank you. And Julia, do you have a tip?
Yeah, this is just a fun new app that I found that I think would be great for people who are at Connect. And I'm getting some pickup here. It's called Songza, and it's you can type in the mood that you're in or the, you know, activity that you're getting ready for, and it'll bring up songs, basically theme music for your mood. So, you know, if you're getting ready or you're winding down, you can get music that's, you know, adheres to that mood, and it's really fun. And you can even use it for your alarm in the morning. So you know, when you're waking up on day one at Connect, you'll have, you know, pump up music, and it's really fun.
Fantastic. I look forward to trying that one out. It sounds good. And Sarah, do you have a tip?
Absolutely. Mine's also a Connect tip. I'm a big tweeter. I love Twitter, and I'm managing a couple different accounts for some products as well as my own. So my tip is to use this little-known app called Tweetcaster. I have an Android. I think it might be available for the iOS as well, but it lets you juggle between multiple accounts, but it also has awesome shows you trends and who's nearby that you follow. So if you're at Connect and you click nearby, you'll see who you're connected to on Twitter and if they're near you, which is very cool, and you'll be able to connect with people that maybe you don't even know what they look like yet. So that's my plan, and hopefully I'll be running into some of the folks I'm following.
Yep, I think you're right. I think it is available for iOS as well. Tweetcaster for Twitter, and there's a pro version as well for iOS, which is $2.99.
I use the pro version. It was worth the upgrade for me, but you don't really need it if you're just a regular Twitter, like a casual Twitter user, but it really lets you quickly upload photos. You can take a picture at the keynote, and 2 seconds later, everyone knows where you are and who the surprise speaker is.
Fantastic. I wasn't aware of that one, so that's downloading onto my iPad as we speak. So thank you for that tip. That's good.
Cool. My pleasure.
And Stephen, do you have a tip for us?
I do. In a couple of recent projects, I've been using a web service called Trello. It's also available as an iPhone app and an Android app. And it's a sort of very lightweight project management, project tracking software for teams. And it's based on an index card metaphor. It's really easy and nice to use. And it's the first product I found really for lightweight project management, which is actually fun to use. And it's free.
Awesome.
I wasn't aware of that.
Wonderful.
It's from Fog Creek Software, who I think are a pretty well-known company for other products. But this is a new product from them.
Good stuff. Thank you, Stephen. And Sam, what's your tip?
I am recommending a product called OpenNMS. It's an open source enterprise grade network management stack. We've been using it for about 6 months now, and it's amazing. It's really, really functional and solid, and it's like Domino for network management.
Wow. Okay, I have heard that mentioned in the past. I think probably in conversations with yourself, but I haven't had a chance to download it and use it yet. So I will give that a try. So that's OpenNMS, network management something. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what
and they also have a iOS app, so you can check on your environment remotely as well.
Brilliant. Sounds good. Thank you for that, Sam. And I have a couple of tips. One is one that I may have mentioned in the past, which is an app for the Mac called Mars Edit. If you haven't come across that, just search for it, Mars, M-A-R-S, and then Edit. It's a really great blog editor, which bolts into most of the major blog platforms, you know, WordPress and MoopleType and that kind of thing. It is chargeable. It's about $10, I think, to download, but it's a really great offline blogging tool. So if you're planning to live blog or blog from Connect, that's a really good way to do it. The other thing is there is an iOS app for Social Biz Online. So to get to the connections site that's been built for IBM Connect, if you go to the App Store for iOS and search for Connect 2013, you can download that. There's a iPad and a iPhone version. There's also a version for Android as well you can get from the Google Play Store. So that's definitely worth downloading. As Joyce says, you can get the calendar using Traveler, but that gives you access to all the communities and the shared files and everything else as well. So that brings the end to our tips, and we're just going to quickly, one more time, go around our guests, just ask, how do people find you online? What's your Twitter ID or your blog or whatever else? Where do you recommend people go to? Joyce, how about you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at J-A-D-I-N-T-X. That's J-A-D in Texas. And I also recommend folks follow ibm.com/blogs/socialbusiness for everything that's going on at Connect next week.
Brilliant. And where are people most likely to find you at Connect?
I will very likely be either on the showroom floor at the Social Lounge or upstairs at the Social Lounge that's just at the top of the escalators.
Fantastic. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days' time.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining us, Joyce. And Julia, how do people find you?
You can contact me by email at julia.wiseman@wispubs.com. Or, of course, I encourage anybody to contact me right directly on the Social Biz UG site.
Awesome. Yeah, make a network contact and follow you and all that kind of thing within Connections as well. So, Julia, thanks for joining us.
Sarah, thank you.
Sarah, how about you?
Absolutely. On Twitter, I'm Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, at A-T-W-I-S, W-I-S, so Sarah at WIS. Or you can also find me through the Social Biz Twitter handle, which is SocBiz User Group on Twitter as well. And at Connect, and during the day, you'll probably find me at the social lounges, and in the evening, probably with a drink in my hand at the bar. Hopefully I'll see you all there.
Fantastic. I'm sure we'll meet up there. Thanks again to both of you for taking part. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks for inviting us. Thank you very much.
And Stephen, how about you?
I'm on Twitter. I'm twitter.com/sives. That's S-I-V-E-S. And for Team Studio news, what's going on at Team Studio, that's twitter.com/teamstudio.
Awesome. And look forward to seeing you there at Connect as well. So, Stephen, thanks very much
for joining us.
Sure will.
Sam, how about you?
You can find out all about me at about.me/sswatsky.
Awesome. And on Twitter as well, at S. Sawatsky as well, I think.
S. J. Sawatsky.
My apology. Fantastic.
I wasn't quick enough.
I'm very impressed with Stephen, actually. That's probably the shortest Twitter ID I've seen in a while, five characters or six or whatever it is. So good job on getting that. And I am Stuart McIntyre. So you can find me on Twitter at Stuart McIntyre, StuartMcIntyre, or you can track me down at my blog, which is stuart-mcintyre.com. So thank you very much to everybody for taking part in this twill. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this show, and as I say, make it along to the live one if you possibly can. Until next week, this was This Week in Lotus.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.